For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. An era comes to an end in Bowling Green this week as longtime gathering place Teresa's Restaurant is being sold at auction. They hope the new owners will keep everything as it is, but as Joe Corcoran reports, they can't replace the queen bee.
Is that sausage well done enough for you?
Yes.
Okay, looks all right. All right. Well, you enjoy. I'll be back with coffee in just a minute.
Things are never really quiet at Teresa's. There's never a shortage of conversation and questions over bacon and eggs, chicken livers, or country fried steaks. So to save time, the all-female wait staff has the answer to the most common question printed on the backs of their pink T-shirts.
No, I'm not Teresa.
Now, why did you say that?
Because Teresa used to wear a T-shirt that she was the queen bee, and that way you knew whoever had a shirt that long that says, "We're not Teresa, don't ask him any questions, go to the boss."
The boss is Teresa Blair Reno, and after nearly two decades of 100-hour weeks serving 300 or so meals a day, she's tired.
I've been in business myself since 1989. Raised my family well, but unfortunately, they sat in the kitchen most of the time. My children are grown. My grandchildren now are 10, 6, and 4. And I want to go to ball games. I want to enjoy them. I lost a son a few years ago and have just had an awakening about it's time for me to enjoy my family. And I just think it's time. Time for me to take time for Teresa and what Teresa needs to do.
You don't need to talk with Teresa long before the conversation turns to family, her children and grandchildren, of course. But after 16 years in one location, she considers her employees and even her customers family, too.
I love the people who walk in the door. They have watched me grow up. Helped me grow up. I've been waiting tables since I was 13. And I get pretty emotional because they have raised my family. This community has been family to me. You know, I have been very fortunate that, you know, there's not many places you can go where everybody sits down as family. And I call them white shirts, blue shirts, people who don't know what kind of shirts they're going to wear yet, and they're all sitting in here together. They're all enjoying a meal together. They're speaking to each other, and they're being kind to one another, and it happens in here every day, and it's happened in here every day for 25 plus years.
And the customers, well, not surprisingly, they feel the same way.
I'm Dorothy Craighead, and I come here to get my hugs.
Dorothy Craighead, her son Ron, and his wife Janice are just some of the regulars. Ron and Janice have to travel all the way from Owensboro, but they say it's worth it.
We've been coming down here for a long time and thought, well, since they're closing, we need to stop in and try it again, you know. So
it won't be exactly the same, but everyone's friendly. You know, it's just a hometown, small town atmosphere in a larger town.
Teresa says the hope is that new owners will buy the restaurant and keep it just as Teresa's has been for the past 16 years, even without Teresa. Any regrets looking back? Well, like most conversations at her restaurant, Teresa has the last word.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a good ride.
Teresa's is located on Highway 185, just off Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Bowling Green. It'll be auctioned off Friday afternoon. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.